let's start with your pandemic year. I'm putting myself in your shoes, Aaron, and thinking this is a man who makes his living with live performance primarily, and that suddenly went away. So during this pandemic year, did you spin your wheels? Did you start planning for the future? Did you look back on things and reevaluate and gain new inspiration from other times? How did it go?
I thought this past year was a nice reset. I can't say nice because there's a lot of suffering going on, and a lot of challenges socially that are going on right now that we're having to sort of come to terms with. But for me personally, I will say that it was nice to use the time and still use the time as a form of personal reflection, you know, sort of reset my principles and values personally and musically. And I'll say, you know, I've missed playing with musicians and for people live quite a bit. You know, I'm ecstatic to be playing in Kalamazoo for the Gilmore, just to have the opportunity to play with other musicians in the same room, and I'm not sure if there's going to be an audience there or not. To be quite honest, but if there isn't, there's going to be a large online audience. You know, people tuning in from all over the globe. And with that being said, going back to that, using the time, it's been very productive for me just to reflect on what's important and why is important. Why is performing and playing for people and doing what I do, why is it important? And I think challenging times like these really put in perspective how essential and necessary music and the performing arts are.
Hmm. Were you booked throughout 2020, and how many of those commitments were in some way fulfilled? A lot of venue organizations worked very hard to switch suddenly from in-person to online performances. Did you experience some of that with your 2020 gigs?
Well, fortunately, I had the presenters who really wanted to keep their commitments in presenting my ensemble, my trio, solo performances. There have been a few, and Gilmore is included in that. We were supposed, I believe, play last spring, about a year ago, I think.
The big festival, yes.
Yeah, and unfortunately, you know, because of COVID, that didn't turn out. But they said, "Hey, we want to bring you back." And so we weren't sure. You know, of course, everything's been fluid for all of these months, and not sure if you know what the parameters and the restrictions are. But we were able to make it work. So I've been fortunate in that regard, and appreciate the commitment that presenters have made to trying to make things work. And it's such a specific case for, you know, each institution on how they're you know, they've been able to battle this. And you know, it's really a challenge for everyone, and we all have to really be in this together and supportive of each other's initiatives in order to allow music, live music, or at least streamed music, I would say, to happen.
Your concert Friday night, it features yourself and two other musicians. Who will you be playing with for this virtual live concert?
I'll be playing with John Weber on bass. He's from Chicago originally, and has been in New York City for a number of decades. He's one of the great bass players of his generation. I heard him play quite a bit with the late Harold Mayburn. He's actually in Grand Rapids right now during the pandemic. And so that's only about a 45-minute drive from Kalamazoo.
It sure
so
is.
I was really fortunate that he was able to do it and agreed to play. Then Aaron Kimmel on the drums, wonderful musician. He's been playing quite frequently with Benny Green, among many other people in New York City. And I'm looking forward to playing with him as well. So we've done, over the course of the year, we've done a few things together as the opportunities became available. So yes, I'm very, very much looking forward to playing with him.
As I said earlier, I just went through all from top to bottom the tracks of The Vagabond, which is your latest album, and it'd be wonderful to see you feature some of those tracks, and it's still so brand new.
Well, you know, unfortunately, what's really disappointing is that when The Vagabond was released, that was about a month before the pandemic, or 2 months. Yeah, a month before. I think Valentine's Day was when 2020 is when it came out. So I'm glad that you enjoyed it. We haven't really been able to tour it in that regard, you know. But we typically play one or two selections from the album, so you'll probably hear something at least from that album.
My experience listening to it was I didn't always know where the tune was going to go, where you were leading me, but I felt like I was in really good hands. Leading me through a dark wood in some places, you know, but I felt such trust as I listened.
Thank you so much. I really, really appreciate that. I'm very sincere in that, that regard. I mean, just, you know, that... you enjoyed the music. I mean, that's certainly what I want. That was with Paul Sakivi on the bass, that album, and Gregory Hutchin, who's another jazz master. He's in Benny Green's generation. Maybe he's a little younger than Benny, but yes, I mean, it makes me feel so. Happy and elated at the fact that you gave it a listen and that you enjoyed it.
I sure did. I think it's kind of funny that the title is The Vagabond and your debut album had the word like bespoke gentleman in it. And it sounds like you've come apart at the seams a little bit from the
idea. I suppose everything is sort of cyclical, right?
Right.
So there's always, you know, different forms of exploration and discovery and construction and deconstruction.
Mm.
So I don't know. It's all a journey. It's all a very adventurous journey.
And now I'm thinking of Carmina Burana and that Wheel of Fortune.
Oh, yeah.
That just keeps going.
Yeah,
around.
Yeah, right.
What else? Let's see. Finally, what is coming up next for you as the pandemic eases off and it looks like you may be able to pick up the performing career again?
I sort of take one day at a time. I do have some opportunities that are scheduled and planned. I don't want to necessarily announce them because, you know, I don't know how things are going to take shape with the pandemic situation. But, you know, I think one of the things that I've come to appreciate during this period is really being in the moment. And nothing's guaranteed, and you can plan, and it's important to plan, but also be prepared to make some alternate plans in case you know the plan A doesn't work out. So I'm certainly looking forward to this summer, some potential performances and also recording. So look out for that.
I sure will. Does being in the moment mean appreciating looking through a window and seeing that brown grass and maybe some buds on the trees? Or does it mean enjoying that first sip of coffee? Or does it mean hearing a phrase anew as you're at the piano?
I think it's all of those things. Even the moments that are maybe uncomfortable or prone to anxiety, the uncertainty, you know, of everything that's happening. I think all of that is important to take in and should be acknowledged. So, all of the above. I think it's just important to absorb experiences, whatever they may be, however challenging or gratifying those experiences are, certainly.
Maybe that, you know, first loud sneeze during a solo when you get back on stage will be something that makes you smile in the moment.
Yes. Well, and I think that's a very good point. It's, you know, the small things that maybe I took for granted when we didn't have this virus, I hope I won't take for granted anymore when we finally are past this this bump in the road.
Well, whether you're playing it or saying it, Aaron, I'm loving following your work. Thank you so much.
I appreciate you taking the time to talk to me.